This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. USA Radio Network, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as The Warrior. The show is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, only show like it on American TV or radio. Raw, shoot from the hip, let it fly, baby, speak from the heart. Nobody else does it like me. No teleprompter, no notes, no PAs running around, no production assistants. It's just me. And there's so many good news stories, so interesting news stories. I don't know where to begin. I don't even know where to begin. Hear me jumping out of my mouth, jumping out of my skin, out of my brain. So first of all, I just finished watching. I was working out when Lee Elsie was doing the first hour of the show. Great job, as always, Lee. I listened to some of Lee's show, and then I started watching the news conference with President Trump and Dr. I think it's Birx, if I remember correctly, the lead doctor in the United States, and Fauci, and Vice President Pence, and a few takeaways. First of all, the very first takeaway, proud of the United States. You know, I was the guy who said, first of all, that all the models were wrong, and I don't mean beautiful models with the Wilhelmina Modeling Agency in New York City. I mean the models used by the CDC and the World Health Organization were always hysterical models that would never be true, ridiculous worst-case models, and they're still using them. The mayor of Los Angeles, Garcetti, said it's about 20 million people dying today. These people are crazy. Crazy. I just was so proud to watch President Trump, Vice President Pence, and this Dr. Birx. What wonderful, brilliant people running our country, all of which who are trying to think like business people. We can't stay closed. We cannot stay closed. Cannot. Dr. Deborah Birx is like America's lead doctor, response coordinator for the White House Coronavirus Task Force. And she said, basically, Wayne Root was right. I realize she didn't talk about Wayne Root. But she said, you know, I was the only guy who stuck his neck out. I am the butcher's son because I stuck my neck on the chopping block. And, of course, a certain newspaper called the Las Vegas Review Journal chopped my neck because they said I was, what did they say? I'm trying to think of the exact words. I didn't take it serious enough, the coronavirus. No, what I said was I take it very serious, but all the numbers are wrong. The math doesn't add up. The models coming from the CDC and the WHO are ridiculous and hysterical, and they'll never happen. And the news media loves negative worst-case scenarios. And so they said I was too negative to the news media. Negative to the news media, the fake news media? The frauds who lie every day, and if it leads, if it bleeds, it leads. Every story about death coming to America is it leads, it bleeds, so it leads. That's what the news media does. And Deborah Birx said today, right in front of me, right in front of that press conference, moments ago, the models are wrong. They're ridiculous. She said the model in England said 500,000 dead, and they changed it today to 20,000 dead. And she said the models about Italy were ridiculous. They said that, you know, in other words, America's five times bigger than Italy. I was the first guy to write about that. They have five times less population than us. We have five times more than them. So she said if 2 million were supposed to die in America based on projections, there'd have to be 400,000 dead in Italy. I think at this moment there's like 8,000 dead in Italy. Where do you get 400,000 dead? How could America have 2 million dead if Italy has 8,000 dead? Say it finishes up with 10,000 dead. Okay, you can't the math doesn't work. And it's the first time someone on that stage said, exactly what Wayne Root said from day one in the RJ, in my column. The math doesn't work. And I said that the CDC said a million people would get Ebola in Africa and less than 30,000 got it. The models are all wrong. And I was right. The models are all wrong. So that's the first takeaway. This is the most hysterical overreaction in history, but I say that as I tell you it's bad, it's terrible, lots of old people will die, and it's not a crime to be an old person or a sick person, right? So we want to protect everybody who's most vulnerable, who's older, who's sicker, who's got problems, who's got immune dysfunction. We got to protect them, but we don't have to stop all industry in the United States of America. As I said on Kevin Walsh show this morning, did we stop America during World War II, or did we ramp up production? Did we stop London during the Blitzkrieg bombings by Hitler and the Nazis of London? No, they kept working. Stiff upper lip, Winston Churchill. Never stop, never give in. Be relentless. Never, ever, 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 ever give in. Did we stop when all those kids got polio in America and so many kids were paralyzed for life, lost the use of their legs? Did we stop business in America? No, we worried about polio. It was terrible. We went out and found a vaccine. We did all the great stuff America does. That's what we're doing now. But we continued to go about our daily lives while kids were being paralyzed. You can't shut off the American economy. Everybody wants to get back to work. And Trump said that again today. Everybody he knows wants to get back to work. Wayne Root wants to get back to work. So first of all, the models are wrong. Number two, millions aren't going to die. Number three, it's the most dramatic overreaction in history based on worst case theories that never had a chance of coming true. And number three, everyone wants to get back to work. Everything I've ever said in my columns. And number four, I've never been prouder of the United States. As Mike Pence gave the list of everything our government and major corporations have done to make sure that ventilators and masks and gowns and whatever you need at a hospital, whatever you need as a doctor, is being now provided. Did we start slow? Of course. Who's ever ready for a pandemic? No one. Not Democrat, not Republican, not Libertarian. No one has ever been ready for a pandemic. And no one in the world, not China, not Iran, not Italy, not Spain, not France, not England, nobody was ready for a pandemic. And Trump and America weren't ready for a pandemic. And neither was Obama. And neither was Governor Cuomo of New York. Nobody was ready for a disastrous pandemic. So you can't blame President Trump for being slow, but you could sure give him credit for coming back fast. Greatest comeback in the history of American politics, and that's why every poll shows people love his response to coronavirus. And what Pence was talking about up there, the might of the United States, I'm so proud of this country. We're putting ventilators in people's hands. We're putting masks in people's hands. Buy the millions masks and the gowns by the millions, and equipment by the hundreds of thousands, and ventilators by the tens of thousands. God bless America. Anybody who thought America was going to become Italy is a moron. Anyone thought America is going to be Spain is a moron. Anyone thought America would be Iran is a moron. Anyone thought America would be China is a moron. Because they all have government-run health care. We've got the greatest hospitals in the world because they're privately run. And the greatest system in the world, privately run. God bless capitalism. God bless America. Are people sick? Yes. Are people going to die and are dying? Yes. But the numbers are tiny so far. Let's pray they stay tiny compared to the flu just a year and a half ago. Nobody put a countdown clock out and said, let's shut down business and everyone run for your lives a year and a half ago over the flu. No one did that. And I've honestly said this is twice, maybe even three times. I've heard different stories, either twice as contagious or three times as contagious as the actual flu, influenza. So there are some very bad aspects of this. This is a flu that's never been on the planet Earth, so we have no defense to it and no vaccine for it. I get it. But my God, to crash the stock market and wipe out trillions in value and ask everybody to shut down and ask every casino to shut down and make the whole nation unemployed and go for a Great Depression, that's the stupidest response I've ever seen. I've never downplayed coronavirus, but what I've upplayed is there's going to be more suicides and more depression and more pain and more anguish and more despair and more misery than in history if you create a Great Depression and make everyone unemployed in response to this. The way to respond to this is the American way, the Winston Churchill way. right? Winston Churchill would say, never, ever, ever give up or give in. Ever, ever. And why would we give up to a virus and say, close every business? Did we give up to polio? Did we give up to Hitler? Did we give up to Pearl Harbor? No! We shouldn't have given up to a virus. We should have said, here's the people that are most likely to be sick and die, be targeted by the virus. Very old, very decrepit, very sick, young with cancer, anyone with heart disease, anyone with diabetes, anyone especially with lung problems, you've got to be quarantined. And everybody else needs to go to work and live life and run, keep the economy humming, so when everybody who's quarantined gets back from that, right, gets back from that, there's still a country, there's still an economy, there's still your job waiting. That's what we should have done, and that's what I'm hopeful is still going to be done, and it's going to be done again. Do I take extreme positions? Absolutely not. It's going to be done if the doctors agree, if the numbers warrant. It's going to be done the next 2 weeks, maybe the next 3 weeks, maybe the next month. But I'm guessing by Easter it'll be done. That much of the country will be back to work, but certain hot spots won't be. My guess is New York will not be. The New York metropolitan area is a hot spot. Why? Do you really want me to say it? Sanctuary city. You let the world's poor in. You let the world's illegals in. And so you're a sanctuary city. Los Angeles would undoubtedly be a hotspot. San Francisco, highest homeless population. San Francisco, L.A., and New York. I guarantee you homeless are spreading in New York. All the things that have been created by liberalism is what's spreading this disease. What did Dr. Birx say? It's only in urban areas that are hotspots. Inner cities are hotspots. Filled with illegals, they're sanctuary cities, filled with poverty, and they're filled with homeless. So I'm not blaming anyone, I'm just stating facts. That middle America is doing great. There are 19 states that have less than 200 cases. Why would you shut business down? We're going to have to let all of them get back to work. And I hope and I pray we're going to let Vegas get back to work. And the Dow is up 1,300 points today. The best 3 days since 1933. God bless Trump. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me and for the patients that I have that are taking it, and it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy they have. If we give you the proper nutrients, your body's able to produce what it needs. And here's a product from Balance of Nature that basically makes it so you get the nutrient equivalent of eating 10 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Talk about the perfect product at the perfect time. Now more than ever, people are using the alkaline structured silver products by Dr. Gordon Pedersen to help strengthen their immune system and provide themselves with a barrier of protection. This is not colloidal silver. Alkaline structured silver is the next improved, more efficient generation of silver. I've personally been using my Dr. Suggest silver products for 4 years. No colds or flu for 4 years. I've never missed 1 minute on the radio in 4 years, despite thousands of hours of talking. And no more brain fog in the morning. Plus, their silver skin gel has made my skin look the best of my life. It's been amazing for me. I use all their products from morning until night. I personally recommend My Doctor Suggests every day to my listeners. Now is the time to take action and protect your family with Dr. Pedersen's Alkaline Structured Silver Gel Liquid and Lozenges. Say Wayne Root sent you and receive 20% off every order. Call toll-free 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to MyDoctorSuggests.com and enter the promo code ROOTS to get 20% off MyDoctorSuggests.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, feeling vindicated again when you listen to Dr. Deborah Birx, when you listen to Dr. Fauci, when you listen to Mike Pence, when you listen to President Trump. What do I keep saying? Never bet against Trump. He has made such a great comeback. It is one of the great comebacks of all time in the history of American politics. He looks fantastic. He's gotten the right medical supplies in the hands of the right doctors, the right hospitals. America is coming through again. What did I say? Never bet against Trump and never bet against America. Never, ever, ever. And then Dr. Deborah Birx saying, the models are clearly wrong. You're not going to have 2 million dead in America. Why would you have 2 million dead in America when you don't have 400,000 dead in Italy? The number makes no sense. And then the latest polls out. Don't forget one of those other things. I was just honest enough to say the media is full of crap and the media is exaggerating, but this is a terrible thing. And everybody loved it. That's why the RJ got thousands of calls and emails, the Las Vegas Review-Journal, when they decided to fire me, because what did the publisher say? He said, why would I pay someone who doesn't like the media when I'm the media? Well, the latest polls out shows the public approves of everyone's handling of coronavirus except the media. Uh-huh. Wayne Root always knows what the average person's thinking, and the average publisher has their head up their arse. They don't know anything. That's why they went into publishing. If they knew anything, they wouldn't be in publishing. Here's the breakdown of approval-disapproval in the latest Gallup poll. U.S. hospitals approve 88%, 10% disapprove. Of course, nobody ever hates hospitals, right? I mean, everyone hates hospitals because no one wants to go there. But everybody wants to believe they're doing everything right and working their hardest and the nurses care. And everyone wants to believe that. And generally, it's true. Nobody wants people to die. Everybody's working to save lives. So hospitals, 88% positive, 10% negative. Your child's daycare, 83% positive, 9 negative. Your state government, believe it or not, 82% positive, 17% negative. Your employer, 82% positive, 14% negative. Government health agencies, this is where the public is way wrong. CDC, 80% positive, 70% negative, even though they got everything wrong. Vice President Pence, 61-32 positive. President Trump, 60-38 positive. Congress, 59-37 positive. And at the bottom, the news media, 44% positive, 55%. I hate you guys. You get mad at me for telling the truth. What should I say? The media is great when everybody knows the media is terrible? And then you get mad at me because you say, well, I'm not going to pay you because you're against the media because we're the media. No, you're not. Nobody who says I hate the media on the Republican side is hating a conservative media. We're hating the liberal mainstream media. We hate ABC, NBC, CBS. We hate CNN, MSNBC, PBS. We hate the Washington Times. We hate the LA Times. Washington Post, the LA Times, the New York Times. Those are kind of some examples of papers that we hate and media that we hate. If we're conservatives, they are so hateful to President Trump. It's disgusting. And they were like giddy over the idea that everyone's going to die. Everyone's going to die. Run for your lives. We're all going to die. Godzilla's coming. And all I did was point out, don't get so hysterical. I've seen the numbers from Italy. Every single person in Italy that dies was like 90 years old, and they all smoked cigarettes. And everyone in China who died was 70, 80, 90, and they smoked cigarettes. And they have the worst health care in the world, those two countries. And America has the best in the world. So, of course, it's not going to be that bad here. Everyone might get it. A lot of people might get it. Half of us might get it. 20% might get it. I don't know what the number is going to be. Lots of people will get it. And I've seen the studies, between 80 and 85% of us who get it, it'll be either very mild or you won't even know you got it. And don't forget, there's a large percentage who will never get it. Deborah Birx basically said today that the numbers on the models are all wrong for death. But she also says, as far as they're all wrong and how many will get it. Maybe it'll be like 20% of the population. But she said, where do these wild numbers come from where 50, 60% of everyone will get it? They're not going to all get it. But a lot of people will get it. We're a big country. 330 million, third biggest country in the world, I believe. Right? I think it's just China, India, and we're number three. Third biggest country in the world. So a lot of people will get it. But the Dow was up 1,300 points today, capping its biggest three-day surge since 1931. I believe I said 1933 in the open. I got it wrong. 1931, which was right smack dab in the middle of the Great Depression. And the author of the ridiculous Imperial College coronavirus study backtracks, says the UK can now expect under 20,000 deaths, not half a million. So it's less than annual flu deaths. And here's hedge fund manager Bill Ackman. He said, hell is coming. We're all going to die. He goes on TV. He touts panic. Gets everyone scared. Markets tanked. And what did Wayne Root say on national TV? I said he's short selling the market. He wants you to panic. And when it crashes, he'll make billions. He made $2.6 billion. Now, I'm all for capitalism, but if you do that, I think it's time for arrests of traitors. You can't do that. Sorry.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. In a letter to the nation's governors, President Trump says his administration is working on revised travel guidelines for the growing coronavirus crisis. The president says the guidelines include classifying counties as high risk, medium risk, or low risk. The president says the guidelines will help state governments make decisions about maintaining, increasing, or relaxing social distancing standards. The president says treatments for the coronavirus are continuing to be worked on.
The National Institute of Health and the private sector, working closely with the FDA, continue to collaborate to discover and test treatments and therapies that can effectively reduce the duration and symptoms of the virus and help, very much help people to recover.
Congress is continuing to review a massive stimulus package that they're set to vote on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We'll be right back.
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, let me make something really clear, by the way. What really gets me mad is the blame game, right? I don't know if this was Obama's fault, but I'm not going to blame Obama for this. Nobody saw this coming. Nobody knows there's going to be a pandemic. So to blame Trump or to blame the Democrats is ridiculous. And to be hysterical is ridiculous. The Chicago mayor warns those who go outside to exercise risk arrest. You heard me. If you go outside to exercise, we're going to arrest you. You're not a power-hungry crazy woman, right? The L.A. mayor warns of mass deaths, condemns Trump's false hope, and says his city will be on lockdown for 2 months, maybe even longer. These people are crazy. It's almost like they're relishing being like a dictator and controlling all of our lives. That's what you get in politics. Some of these people on the Democrat side especially are crazy. Let me mention Real Water, by the way, because everybody wants water, and they wait online at Costco. And Real Water is my sponsor, and I drink it all the time. And we've got my guest, hopefully future United States Congressman, Sam Peters, and he's drinking his Real Water. I'm drinking my Real Water. You take it on your... When you go canvassing, you take it with you, right?
Absolutely.
We all love Real Water because Brent Jones, who owns Real Water, Brent and Amy Jones, are big conservatives. So we love helping and being in business and, you know, frequenting the business of a great conservative. And so they've got this great deal that I've been advertising, but somebody emailed me yesterday and said, Wayne, it didn't work. I went to Amazon. It didn't work. Somehow it went off for a couple of days, but it's back on again at midnight. Back on again tonight at midnight. Just go to Amazon or your Prime account at Amazon. Search Real Water. Anytime after midnight, search Real Water. It's a blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to the cart, and when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section, and you put in 10 WAR. The number 10, no space, WAR, for Wayne Allen Root, capital W, capital A, capital R, 10 WAR, and you'll receive a 10% discount. You know, everybody's worried about gouging. These guys give you a 10% discount on the normal price, and then Real Water will be conveniently delivered right to your door. Who needs to wait in line at Costco with a giant heavy box of water bottles when you could just get it delivered to your door? And they're delivering mine to my door tomorrow. Thank you, Real Water. So go to Amazon, look up Real Water, blue rectangular box, and put in 10 WAR coupon anytime after midnight tonight or anytime tomorrow. It all works again. It hasn't been working for about 48 hours. Sorry about that. Okay. So we got our guest in studio, Sam Peters, candidate for Congress's, Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Nevada's 4th Congressional District, in other words, we say CD3. And his website is sampetersforcongress.com. Who's afraid of a little coronavirus? Me and Sam are together in the same studio. I love Sam. He's like a brother. He's a great guy. I think he's the perfect example, exhibit A of what a candidate should be. I've argued for a long time. We need candidates who are A, telegenic, he's a good-looking guy, well-spoken. Most of our candidates suck, can't speak. He speaks well. Someone who's gregarious and outgoing as a salesman's personality. Candidate should be preferably ex-military. You know he's a patriot, loves our country. Sam was a colonel?
Major.
In the United States Army?
Air Force.
All right, close enough.
Hey.
Good pedigree. This is a small business owner.
Yes.
Insurance agency, right?
That's correct.
I got that right. Insurance agency. So, I mean, that's, when I say the MO for what a candidate should look like and act like and sound like, it's Sam Peters. So, welcome to the show, my friend.
Wayne, thanks for having me. And just for anybody that obviously can't see us, we are a little bit away from each other.
We're maintaining social distance. And believe it or not, we didn't shake hands. We actually, we bumped a little bit with our elbows.
Elbows. That's what we did. And thanks for having me in Wayne Manor. It's a pleasure, obviously, to be on and with you again. And it's you're right. We are running for Congressional District 4, CD4, and it's going great. Last time we met was about 6 months ago, and we were at it then. We've been at it for about 6 months at that time.
And you haven't stopped because of coronavirus. No. You're working your tushy off, as they used to say in New York. We're working your little tushy off 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right?
We are, and we're not stopping. We've got a primary coming up on June 9th, and we are full bore until the results of that come out, and then we'll obviously reassess when we win and go until November 3rd.
You got a lot of candidates running against you, right? How many Republican candidates are there running in CD4?
I believe there's eight of you.
And look, I've studied them all. There's no bad people. They're all good people. They're all nice people. They're all good Republicans.
Yeah.
But take my word for it, all of you that listen, which is every conservative in the state of Vegas and the state of Nevada listens to my show. And folks, he blows them all away. They're all nice people,
yeah,
but it's not even close. Sam is the man. Sam Peters is the man to win and beat an incumbent in CD4. We got a terrible, ultra-liberal, socialist incumbent in CD4. What's the name of the incumbent?
Stephen Horsford.
It's okay to say it. It's okay to say it.
You made me think for a little bit there because nobody else knows his name either.
Yeah, Horsford. What has he done for any of you? Nothing. What has he done for anybody out there? White, black, Jewish, Christian, Muslim, male, female, straight, gay. I don't know what this guy does for anybody. But I know one thing. Sam Peters, businessman, veteran, family man. How many kids?
Three.
Three kids, wonderful wife, and a very good candidate, and very outgoing, gregarious, and wants to meet you, and walks districts in the age of coronavirus, but maintains social distancing while you're walking those districts, correct?
Absolutely, we are. And we are going after it, Wayne. And, you know, to those that are my opponents, the other seven, my hat's off to them. Anybody that wants to step up and run for office, my hat's off, especially on the conservative side, and standing up for what they believe. And that's really what we're doing. You mentioned my military service, you know, four deployments in the Middle East.
Major in the United States Air Force.
Major in the Air Force, over 20 years, four deployments in the Middle East. And I tell people this all the time. I didn't think I was going to four deployments in the Middle East to come back and fight socialism and open borders. But look at us now.
Right.
That's exactly what we're doing. So we are. And we are campaigning still. We're out in the neighborhoods. As of last Friday, and with respect to Governor Sisolak and his decree of shutting the state down and no door-to-door soliciting as his decree stated, out of respect for that, we've stopped a little bit. But we are talking to people specifically in neighborhoods
with community leaders walking with
community
you.
Leaders walking with us to let people know that we're just not out, you know, up at their door. And if we knock on a door, we step back and we give people their space. But we're out, and we're out and about, because here's the deal. I'm a leader. And in times of crisis, the country, the state, the district, the communities, they need a leader.
Right.
They need somebody that they can talk to. And one of the questions I ask everybody I talk to, how are you doing with this pandemic? Do you need anything? I was in one community.
Well, everybody needs something.
Well, they do. And it was in one community. It was a beautiful thing. I happened to be walking in the community, and one of the neighbors was talking to another neighbor and asked the same question. What do you need? And she said, I need milk. I haven't had milk in a week or two.
Wow.
We got her some milk. The neighbor got her some milk. It was amazing. So there's good things happening out there.
So when you say we need leaders, let me give you my gut instinct about what America needs right now. America needs to get back to work. And we need to do it carefully, because you got to protect the people that are most vulnerable, the older people and the sicker people and the people with immune systems that aren't functioning well.
Right.
All of that needs to be protected. Need to be quarantined, but I think everyone else needs to get back to work. And I'm about to write the column for this weekend, I think it'll be. And it's about calling America's small businessmen and women first responders. Police and fire and paramedics, they're first responders when it comes to security. Mm-hmm. But and the military when it comes to security. But when it comes to business, the economic engine of America, small business is the first responders. And they create all the jobs and pay all the taxes. Mm-hmm. And they're leaders. We need to call on them. And I guarantee you, Sam, that every one of them that's now shut down or their employees are jobless, every one of them, Sam, if you gave them a choice, would face the risk of this pandemic and even face a very tiny, minuscule risk of death in order to keep their business running and keep their employees employed. And we need to ask them to be heroes. Ask first responder, small businessmen and women to be leaders and heroes.
I couldn't have said it better, Wayne. And to the people who work for those small business owners,
right,
those jobs are incredibly important.
Right.
And all of that leads into our economy and our success as a country and as communities. And it's just,
but liberals don't see it that way. Cher was out today. Did you hear what Cher said?
I did not.
She said, "My mother and I, you know, we're both older. Cher must be 70 something now. Mm-hmm. Her mom must be 90 something." She said, "Trump and Republicans want to kill me and my mom. They want to go back to work and risk killing me and my mom. No, we want you to be safely quarantined while the rest of us keep the economy running." Because I don't know how to explain this to you, Cher. First of all, the rest of us aren't worth $100 million. So I realize you don't have to worry about working anymore.
Right.
And your mom has you with the $100 million fortune. She's probably worth $300 million, by the way, Cher. Maybe she's worth $500
million. Yeah.
And number two, here's the deal. Someone's got to pay the bills. Someone's got to pay the taxes, Cher. She doesn't understand. Liberals think money falls off trees. Someone's got to keep working to pay the taxes. And number three, Cher, have you ever thought about a person who put their life savings, $1 million, in a restaurant after working for 30 years,
right,
and it's all over now? How about all the immigrants? Liberals claim they love immigrants. So immigrants come to America, they work for 30 years, and they save $500,000 because they don't ever go out. They don't ever enjoy life. They put every penny in the bank, and then they open up a Vietnamese restaurant or a Chinese restaurant or a Thai restaurant or a Korean restaurant, an Italian restaurant, and or Ethiopian restaurant. And now all of them are about on the verge of going broke and losing everything they've got.
Right. Right, and I'll tell you, you know, a couple of days ago, Wayne, I sent out a tweet, and I said there needs to be three things in this bill that we're pushing through the Congress. I said there needs to be funding for unemployment for all of these folks who are out of work by government direction.
And we're doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. I said there needs to be tax credits for manufacturing to bring manufacturing back to
the United States. We're
doing that. From the medical supply perspective. And then the third thing was to a plan to safely get people back to work.
And don't forget number four. We have to give money to small businesses because there's I knew liberals.
Well, and they're doing that.
And liberals, I knew liberals would say the following. They're going to say it. Yeah. Wayne Root wants to be all small businessmen to be a welfare queens now. He criticized people on welfare, but now you want welfare. No, I've worked my entire life and never took a penny from government, and now I need help in the midst of the worst emergency in history. Every guy who could say that, every gal who could say that, should absolutely get money from the federal government for the first time in their lives. We need help. You agree?
I do agree.
That's not welfare. And by the way, it won't be welfare. You got to pay it back.
Absolutely. They're small different. Business grants. Absolutely. Or loans.
Right. They're all loans. And personally guaranteed.
Absolutely.
Why don't we ask people on welfare to pay it back? How come only we have to pay it back? Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Small business always bears the burden. But you know what? They know we can hold it. Our shoulders are strong. We are leaders. Sam Peters is the leader. Candidate for Congress, Nevada's 4th District. Website, Sam Peters, the number 4, Congress.com. Sam Peters, the number 4, Congress.com. Give even in this tough times. Give to Sam Peters. He will fight for you. We'll be back with Sam and more. This is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My 4 children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolfe is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at libertyhillpublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at libertyhillpublishing.com, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past 3 decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestnone.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNLive.com. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, New York has about half the cases in the entire United States. You want to wonder why? Sanctuary City is filled with the most homeless people in the United States of America. Don't let it be said Wayne Root didn't warn against sanctuary cities and homeless people. I said they would spread disease. I said you want to see a pandemic. Watch what happens when homeless people spread a disease, when they're crapping on the street and peeing on the street and drug needles on the street and shooting drugs in their bodies. Okay, My Doctor Suggests is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Perfect product at the perfect time. Now more than ever, people are using alkaline structured silver products by Dr. Gordon Pedersen to help strengthen their immune system and provide themselves a barrier of protection. This is not colloidal silver. Alkaline structured silver is the next improved, more efficient generation of silver. I've been personally using their products for 4 years for my throat, for my hoarse voice. My brain fog in the morning is gone. I haven't had a cold or flu in 4 years. Plus, their silver skin gels made my skin look fantastic. I personally recommend My Doctor Suggests every day to my listeners. Now's the time to take action and protect your family with Dr. Pedersen's alkaline structured silver gel, liquid, and lozenges. Say Wayne Root sent you, and you get 20% off every order. Call toll-free, 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to MyDoctorSuggests.com. MyDoctorSuggests.com and enter the promo code ROOT and you get 20% off. Okay, we're back with Sam Peters, who's in studio, braving, coming in the radio studio with Wayne Allen Root. Sam, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Wayne. Appreciate it.
Candidate for Congress, CD4, Nevada's 4th District, running against Stephen Horsford. Website is Sam Peters for Congress. He's running in a primary first, of course, which is why June 10th, every Republican and conservative in the state has got to go for my choice, Sam Peters. If my voice reaches you every day, everywhere I go, I just walk my dogs in the dog park, and the guy comes running up to me, and the guy says to me, "Oh, my God, it's Wayne Root. I listen to you every afternoon." And I'm telling you, if you can listen to my voice, and he says, "Oh, and I just laugh at everything you say. You're so funny." If you like me, if you think I entertain you, if you think I empower you, if you think I educate you, you got to listen to me. Sam Peters is the candidate to upset Stephen Horsford and beat the incumbent in CD4. He is the guy for Republicans. I've knighted this guy from the first day. He is my personal choice in CD4. You got that? Website, sampetersforcongress.com. Sam Peters, the number 4, Congress.com. Is it good to be knighted?
It is, and I appreciate it very much, Wayne. And you did
did. You came out very early for me, and we talked a lot. Spent some time together, and I appreciate every word you just said. I do want to point out a couple of things. June 9th. Don't vote on June 10th. You'll miss it.
Oh, June 9th. Oh, okay.
June 9th is, and then the other thing is, too, the Secretary of State of Nevada just yesterday, it's going to be all mail ballots.
Wow.
All mail-out ballots.
So you're mailing the ballot to every person in the state is a registered voter.
Make sure your registration is up to date. Make sure your address, mailing address is up to date. Otherwise, you will not get a ballot, and you'll lose the most precious thing you have under our republic. So,
right to vote.
Right to vote. That's right. So, again, you can do that by going on my website. In the top right-hand corner, there's a button that says Register to Vote. And as long as you've got a Nevada ID card, you can update your address and Republican Party, all of that.
You know what I think? Democrats must really appreciate the precious right to vote because they vote again and again and again and again. I got the text to prove it. All these organizations getting out illegal aliens that said in Spanish, If you're illegal, don't worry about it. No ID needed. And go vote multiple times. Nobody checks. I've got them on my phone, and no one ever prosecuted anyone. It's unbelievable.
Shameful.
Shameful. And speaking of illegals, do you think the pandemic has shown a need, Sam Peters, future Congressman Sam Peters, to control our borders?
Absolutely. I mean, right out of the gate, when this thing first kicked off, first thing the president did was close travel to China. We don't know what's going back and forth between the on the southern border or the northern border or our ports. Somebody asked me the question, how many ports do we have? You know, all of these international airports. We need to know what's coming in and out. And we don't. And this is we're learning that as a prime example. And we look at what happened in Italy and how big that the pandemic blew up over there. They didn't have control either. So we need to make sure that we've learned that lesson out of this. And there's good that comes from every tragedy. And this is a tragedy. Anytime we're faced with this, obviously the economy being shut down, but people being affected medically through jobs, all of those things. It's a serious event, but we need to learn from it.
People are going to need your help more than ever before. In history, we're facing a Great Depression, and whether we're going to have one in the United States, because Trump acted fast and handed out 2 million in stimulus, and I think like 6 trillion. Did I say billion? Two trillion in stimulus, and I think 6 trillion to the Federal Reserve to keep the markets, the loans going and all the money trading going. But I don't know if we could avoid a Great Depression in the country, and I'm certainly not sure we can avoid a Great Depression in Nevada because we're closed and the casinos are boarded up and the strip is now tumbleweed going down the middle of the road.
Right.
I'm not sure how those people are ever going to get their jobs back. A lot of them are not going to ever get them back. They need your help and your leadership, Sam.
Well, they do, and you're right in a number of those cases. I'm a very positive person, and I believe that we will, if we do the right things and we select the right people, we will come out of this in a thriving way, but it's got to be the right people. And we've got to act now.
And it's got to be someone like Sam Peters, who's a leader. He proved it becoming a major in the United States Air Force. 4 tours of duty in Afghanistan?
Afghanistan, Iraq, Saudi, and Kuwait.
Unbelievable. Got to respect the hell out of this man. I salute you, Sam Peters. And then became a small businessman, thriving business, although he's hurting like everybody else because of this. All small businesses are crushed. And a family man, 3 kids, a wonderful wife, Melissa, love them all. All good people. And I'm telling you, he is the man. In that June 9th primary, got to get out there in CD4 for Sam Peters. He's our chance to beat and upset Stephen Hortsford and become United States Congressman Sam Peters. Website, sampetersforcongress.com. Sam, thanks for coming on and in the studio.
Thanks for having me, and I look forward to seeing people on the campaign trail.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.